told his partner, Bill Lotch, an architect, that he was meeting in New York with Katzenberg, and I've got to tell him, and I've got to tell him today. Only Lotch and Ashman's family knew that he had AIDS, which had been diagnosed more than a year before. Ashman had been very nervous about Disney's reaction, given the stigma of the disease, but the success of Little Mermaid gave him the strength. Ashman told Lotch that Katzenberg had been great, taking the news in stride. "Okay," Katzenberg had said. "What do you need? We'll do it." Schneider and Eisner were equally supportive. They were surprised, but realized they shouldn't have been, given Ashman's increasing absences in California. At considerable expense, Disney moved the entire Beauty and the Beast team to the Residence Inn, an extended-stay hotel in Fishkill, New York, a Hudson River town not far from Ashman's house. Screenings were held at the hotel. Ashman continued to review storyboards and to sing new lyrics to Mankin's songs in an increasingly weak but determined voice. He and Mankin listened to a recording of Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music, finding inspiration in Sondheim's sophisticated, bittersweet comedy of manners. Like so many of the classic fairy tales, the original Beauty and the Beast has dark overtones and an unhappy ending. As with Mermaid, Ashman proposed changes that transformed the story into something that was both more emotionally satisfying and in line with the Disney formula. He shifted the story's point of view from the pretty but somewhat bland ingenue Belle to the more complex Beast, a kind spirit trapped in a repulsive body, which let the audience share the Beast's deep longing for love and a normal life. The Beast's rival for Belle's affection was changed from the foppish Gaston into a muscular, square-jawed, even sexy suitor, whose handsome surface and grossly sexist prejudices made him the psychological opposite of the Beast. From an animation standpoint, Ashman had the strikingly original idea to turn the inanimate objects of the Beast's kitchen and dining room into characters, and then unleash them in a dazzling Broadway-style production number, Be Our Guest. Still, Ashman didn't always get his way. Katzenberg cut one of his favorite songs, Human Again, saying it was redundant. While the CAPS computer system was still in its infancy in Little Mermaid, its potential was fully realized in Beauty. The system made possible much more lavish and realistic background images. At one meeting, Katzenberg criticized the ceiling in the Beast's castle. "Fix the ceiling," he insisted. "Make it French, like Botticelli." While the Botticelli gaffe was widely repeated among the animators, the ceiling was redrawn in dazzling detail. The renaissance of animation was confirmed in March 1990, when Little Mermaid won 2 Academy Awards, including Best Song for Under the Sea. Ashman and Mankin accepted the award. "At home, there's my mom, there's my sister, there's Nancy and Bill. I feel really lucky," Ashman said. Only after the ceremony did Ashman finally tell Mankin that he had AIDS. Even more remarkable than the awards and critical acclaim was the film's effect on the bottom line. Not just box office revenues, but sales of home video cassettes, which amounted to 9 million units and $180 million, not to mention aerial dolls and other merchandise. That summer, Katzenberg